Marvelous ancient buildings and techniques. There was found to be a certain significance to the stones used at Stonehenge. Scientists have just found that the altar stone comes from much further away than the other stones which were used. It would be very interesting to know why certain stones from certain areas were picked. Was it just the fact the altar stone, which was over 16 feet tall at one time, was picked from somewhere different than the other stones because the ancients could not find one big enough, or was the type of stone important to them? It seems by examining other ancient stone circles that types of stones were often important. There has been talk in the past about some stones carrying a mysterious power within them we have forgotten. It is believed some ancient races had knowledge of magnetism in certain stones and used them on purpose. This was found out by archaeologists who examined statues created by pre-Maya civilizations. An example of this was a statue which had magnetized cheeks and a magnetized navel. The archaeologists believe this was created this way on purpose. Recently it was found that some of the ancient flint used for spearheads and such had magnetic properties. It begs the question, did the ancients at that time know this and use it because they thought it had some religious power? If the ancients knew about magnetism, could this have been part of some secret operation to move giant stones into place which we can't even move today? We have no idea how such massive stones could have been moved, and truthfully it makes us feel a little stupid when we can't duplicate something the ancients were doing thousands of years ago. Even more than that is, how is the secret of this feat kept so secret over the centuries and with different civilizations? Why wasn't this recorded anywhere when so many other techniques for building were? It seems to me the reason was many different races who moved these large stones may have believed this called for some secret religious rites while they were doing it, and this had to be kept secret. There is the other side of the argument which some people like to keep bringing up, and that is, extraterrestrials either helped the ancient move the rocks or did it for them. Keeping a secret so long by so many races just doesn't make sense to me. One would think these constructions would have been such a great event, the people who did it would have wanted to talk about it and record what they did. As impressed as I am with these constructions, there are other types which I almost can't believe humans did, and they are the ancient churches in Ethiopia. These are tall churches which were carved from mountains from the top down. How could people with simple hand tools have done this? This is even more impressive to me than the Great Pyramid, which I hold in high esteem. You can see the churches in Lalibela and Tigray, you can see churches which were built this way. The churches built this way in Lalibela number 11 and were ordered constructed to recreate the holy city of Jerusalem. It is said it only took the workers 24 years to build these magnificent structures. Not every church is built into the ground, but many are built out of mountains, stone hills and such. Tigray has 150 of these churches which were carved out of solid rock. Why would people want to use this almost impossible type of construction? I believe they thought they were performing the building this way as a tribute to God. Ethiopia was and is still a very religious country. Why were so many buildings built from stone, later cement, when wood construction would have been easier? I think there is an obvious answer. There was no supply of wood readily available, or the people wanted the buildings to last forever. If we look at the Parthenon in Greece, we find one of the most beautiful buildings from the ancient world, and people still admire its beauty today. It is not alone, there are other beautiful ancient Greek buildings. The Romans built buildings so well, some of them are still around today and people are allowed to go inside. Everyone knows about the Roman Colosseum, but not many may know it was engineered so well. It can be emptied out faster than any other structure of the same type. Popular mechanics listed what they thought was the 20 most impressive ancient builds. Think about what you think they might be before reading the answer. Here are the builds: the Great Wall of China, Temple of Hera in Italy, Greek Parthenon, Göbekli Tepe in Turkey, Tumulus of Bagan in France, Stonehenge in England, Karnak Stones in France, Knapovhow War in Scotland, megalithic temples on Malta, Newgrange in Ireland, Sechin Bajo in Peru, Theatre of Marcellus in Rome, Aqueduct of Segovia in Spain, the Roman Colosseum, La Hougue on Jersey, the Egyptian Pyramids, the Van Fortress in Turkey, Persepolis Gate of Nations in Iran, Sankey Stupa in India, and Pons Fabricius in Rome. What makes the Great Wall of China is its length. The Romans built Hadrian's Wall, which is 73 miles long. The Chinese built their Great Wall, which is 13,170 miles long. It took the Romans 14 years to build their wall, but took the Chinese 2,500 years to finish their Great Wall. The Great Wall of China could hold 180 Hadrian's Walls. Again, I have to say I almost agree with every choice, but I would have added the church in Lalibela, Ethiopia, even if it meant leaving something off the list. Anyway, the choices made were of incredible structures, and it is amazing they are all still here. I was always particularly fascinated by the Knapp of Howe War in Scotland for a very simple reason. It was the home to people who lived 3,700 years ago, and while it is made of all stone, it has many of the amenities of a farm home thousands of years newer. It has two buildings connected by a passageway. It was heated by fire and had stone furniture. One building was the family residence and the other a workshop. There was an interior wall separating the kitchen. There were stone shelves in the kitchen. The stone beds were probably covered with some type of vegetation for softness. Post holes were found which indicate a roof sheltered the occupants.